this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hi, Brad.
I go, oh.
Did your stomach drop a little bit?
Yes, it did. I go.
Were you like, I thought it's yourself? Were you like, I thought I had eyes on him?
I thought I did. He was over there, and then all of a sudden, he's right behind me. He's like, here, because I have my earphones in.
Hi, Brad.
No, he goes,
hi, Ryan.
And I go, excuse me? And he goes,
Ryan, we met the other day.
No, my name is Brian.
Oh, Brian, that's right. Good to see you. Thought I'd stop by and talk to you about your 2026 goals.
Oh, God.
I go, yeah. Now not a great time. I'm in the middle of 300 reps.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and the co-host of this show, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Almost 100 million people under a winter storm advisory. Whatever will we do? I don't know. For us in Georgia, it's like waiting to see if you get hit over the head with a pan.
Exactly, yeah.
So I bought all the essentials. Hot dogs. Buns. Smarties. I'm all smartied up.
Yeah. You gave me some of those.
Yeah, I'll have like five of these a day. I'll ration them out. And I won't let my children know. No, ma'am.
Careful
no, sir.
Your tooth.
Yeah, the Smarties weren't the ones that did it to my tooth. It was the sweet tarts.
The sweet tarts.
Yes, the sweet tarts, which I had to give up because my dentist did not approve.
No.
No. You get old, you can't have hard candy anymore. That's just it's the way of the world,
yeah,
kids.
Yeah.
It's the way of the world. I'm always jealous of, you know, sometimes I see like, I don't know who it is, one of my friends, but he's older than I am, and he's always chewing on like a mint, like, you know, hard mints, and I'm like, how do you do that without killing yourself?
He's got veneers.
That's right. So we're all waiting to see exactly what happens with this winter storm. I think for some people it's clearly obvious, but those people are prepared. Those people live in places where nothing is going to surprise them. They will be just fine.
Tennessee,
Kentucky, the Carolinas, mm-hmm. up in through New York and Virginia. What are those other states? New Hampshire. The places we forget about, New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont.
That.
They can handle it.
They're used to it.
Yeah, we will not handle it. It will be Armageddon here. I'm sure of it. I'm just praying I don't go without power for more than
that's the thing.
A couple
powers
of hours.
Or burst pipes. That's the other thing. Don't forget about that.
I don't worry about that so much because I have PVX. And PVX is the new... It's PVC, but it's new. It's the new stuff.
Oh,
in
okay.
most houses, if you get your house replumbed or if you've just built a house, you have PVX. And it's meant to expand and contract. It's got flexibility in it. So they will not burst. I also have a circulator, a water heater circulator.
Oh, well, we know all about your water heater.
Yes, my water heater working fantastic.
Thank God that all happened before this.
Yeah, amen. Thank God it happened while Daniel was here.
Exactly.
You think I would have been able to fix that shit by myself? Fuck no.
No, you had guys giving you cards in Home Depot.
They saw a sucker a mile away. They were ready to charge me $1,000 just to diagnose the problem. And I know I would have needed it. I know they would have recommended any plumber come in here that would have come in here. Would not have fixed the problem. They would have been like, new water heater, that's what you need. And it's only 5 years old.
Yeah.
You should buy a new water heater every 30 years.
Well, our house is 100 years old, and so I don't
What do you
really,
got down there? You got like
I don't know.
There's like steam pipes.
I don't know, yeah.
It's like, you have to go downstairs? Jeff has to go downstairs and release the whistle?
I nor Jeff have really fully investigated any of that situation. So.
You have a damper in your house, or you turn up or down the moisture?
Engine.
Yeah.
Coal.
You got to go feed
We're
it coal.
We're shoveling coal. Yeah.
Jeff, put some more coal in the hot water boiler. You got a boiler down there?
Yes.
It's like the Titanic on land.
I don't know. There could be little men living down there that
You've
we don't
never
even
been
know
down
about.
There.
I've been down there, but just to quickly change out the air filter and run
back
out.
Yeah, you know, here's the other thing. So the same day that my water heater went out, I noticed that this other side of the house was cold. It was like said it's 68 or 69, but it was 65. And I was like, that's weird, you know? And then it said auxiliary heat.
Oh, now, aux.
Aux heat. Now, I have a heat pump, and it does do this. It will turn itself, like pumping heat, and then it spins the other way and pumps in some cool air to cool itself down, right? So that's what auxiliary heat is. So I know enough that it's not totally strange that it's auxiliary heat, but I also know enough that it shouldn't be struggling to make the house 68 degrees.
Yeah.
So I go outside, the condenser, the thing that's outside your house, the fan that's outside your house, completely frozen, solid block of ice. But it's 58 degrees outside. So I'm, or like 55 degrees outside. So I'm like, oh, that's not good. That can't be good. So I go downstairs. My crawl space is a very scary nightmare of a place.
I don't like the crawl space at all.
Hate it. Hate it.
There could be little things that start. I've never actually seen anything down there. And I mean, I've been down there, I don't know, 10 times, yeah. 3 years. But, you know, there could be.
There is. They're there.
I've seen webs.
Yeah.
And I've seen different things.
I don't see webs. What I see are little scratch marks. Oh. I can see poop in the corners.
Dropping.
So, yeah. I know that there's some things that are living down there.
Yeah.
And I have an agreement with the things that are living down there.
You stay there. I stay here.
Don't come up in the walls.
Right.
Stay down here. Mm-hmm. And whatever trickling of water is somewhere that you can get, I'm cool with that. And if you can find any food in this crawl space after 100 years, because my house also is... Yeah, about 90, 80 years old, the original frame of the house was built. Did I tell you what? We used to have this garage. I don't know if you remember, but there was this huge. Before we renovated this house, where my bedroom is now, was just a big open garage. We're talking 30-foot ceilings. It was 40 feet deep, and it was just this open garage. There was no garage door. There was no door to it.
Have, like, some big caddy?
I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know what they were parking in there. Maybe that's where the boiler was originally, I guess. I don't know. So this big open garage that was literally taking up 500 square feet, and we would just put shit in there. There was that's where Daniel's workbench was.
I do vaguely remember this. That.
Okay. Yeah. So when we started demoing the house, my friend Scott and I started demoing the garage first. There was this paneling, like this faux wood paneling, right? Yeah. That was all around. And so, and this paneling was huge. It was like, you know, 20 feet high. And then, of course, then like the brick wall at the bottom of the house, the foundation. So Scott and I started ripping it down, right? And we were ripping it down one way to the other.
I'm picturing like those shows I watch on HGTV. You get the sledgehammer out and let's do it.
Yes.
Demo day. Isn't demo day fun?
Yeah, it's fun for a minute.
Yeah.
And then you're like, it's hot outside. Let Scott do it. I got to go to Home Depot for something. I'm not sure. And when I go to Home Depot, I'm not there for a few minutes. I don't know what I'm looking for and I don't know where it is. So I'll be there forever. Hey, everybody in the chat. Lots of people excited, including the guy who still wants to get us a million views. Listen, I'll talk to you later about that.
Paneling.
Scott, so we start one way and we're going to go around. And I make an excuse. I got to go. I'll see you later. I come back the next day, and this is a non-exaggerated story. There are lined up on the floor of the garage, the cement floor of the garage, there are 60 squirrel skeletons that have been pieced together by Scott. Well, first of all, Scott, what are you doing? Why are we piecing together squirrel skeletons? Second of all, what had happened was... one of the squirrels got up into the top of the wood paneling, and maybe there was food or
the whole family,
and or maybe they wanted to make a nest.
Yes,
and so he chewed through the wood, and then he fell down to the bottom, thinking the squirrel was probably thinking I can make a nest in here, but he fell down to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Then many other squirrels tried the same thing or went to go help their buddy, and it was like we ended up with like 60, but it was like. Scott took a picture of it. It was like skeleton
bones. Oh my God.
That's crazy.
That sounds like a little dungeon type thing.
So I have an agreement with the creatures that live down under the house. The clown that I think is down there ready to eat my children. You stay down here and we are all good.
Yeah.
There's been a little spider in my bathroom for like 2 weeks and it's just crawling around the wall and doing stuff and I'm like, cool, dude. Do your thing. I'm not touching you. You don't touch me. Right. As long as I can see you and you can see me, we're good. I'm good. But I know there are creatures down there.
Yeah.
So I go down there. I crawl. The further you get into the house, the smaller it gets.
Why is that?
Because of the way that the foundations were built back then, they essentially just built a brick wall around the house. And then they would put, rafters. Usually, a foundation is encased in cement, right? There's a cement floor, and then they put cement walls up to hold up the house. Even if you don't have a basement.
Okay.
You're sitting on cement and it's flat. Now, but back then, crawl spaces, they would just build brick walls around the edges of the house. So an outline of the house, and then they would strap,
Because I can walk into ours. I'm ducking a little bit also because I'm scared. Ducking.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I can walk in and crouch. But then, all the way back on the other side, I see you would have to get on your belly. I'm never doing that.
Yeah, I don't want to. I'm not volunteering.
I'm never doing that.
I'm not volunteering to do that, but that is where I felt bad for the guys who had, when we did the renovation, who had to completely redo the HVAC system down there. Or Scott, who did all of the plumbing down there, he had to get to the very corner of the house where the kitchen is. And he said he was like pulling himself by the rafters, and he was hitting his nose on the rafters. No, I don't have to go that far, but I have to be on my belly to get there to the HVAC unit, the new one on this side of the house that's giving us trouble, that's frozen like a fucking ice block. So I'm like, filter. It's always the fucking filter.
The filter.
But I just changed the filter like 5 months ago. You should be able to go like 8 months with a filter and not have it.
Every three months.
I know, but who are they? What do they know?
The experts.
That's right. The HVAC guys.
Probably.
They who have to come replace the HVAC unit. So I crawl all the way down there. I pull out the filter, and it's completely clean on one side, completely like not dirty, but just like full of like micro dust on the other side. And I'm like, that's weird. Usually they're like dirty on both sides, right? And I think that's weird. So I take a picture of everything just so when I get to Home Depot, I don't forget and I can tell the guy what I'm looking
at.
So I'm like, hey, dude, I'm looking for this filter, but this last filter didn't really look all that dirty. And he's like, it doesn't look all that dirty because you put it in backwards. And then he goes, let me ask you a question. Are you having problems with your HVAC? And I go, yeah, actually, it's a block of ice. He goes, that's because it's pulling no air because you put it in backwards. He's like, you're lucky you didn't blow that thing up. And I'm like, really? Is that being dramatic? And he's like, no, there's a reason why there's an arrow on the filter and an arrow inside of the machine that says put filter this way. Dumbass. Someone says they had the same issue with a possum in their house. The possum fell down and got in the... Yeah, that's not
good. Well, when we first moved into our house, there was this awful smell in this one closet. And we
dead
were like,
animal.
What? Yes. Yeah. It was like a chipmunk or something. And in order to get into it and get it out of there, we would have had to like completely rip through the wall and do all this.
So what'd you do?
We had to just leave it and kind of
let the stink go.
Air it out. We bought all this industrial smell stuff and...
Are you ready for the most horrific story you've ever heard? Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
If you're eating lunch, I forgive you if you're gone. I forgive you if you're gone. If you're eating lunch, if you're queasy, don't listen to the next 7 minutes of the show. Fast forward through the next commercial, through the first commercial break. I worked at Old Vinings Inn.
All right. Yep.
Old Vinings Inn is an old inn. That's what it is. It's an old inn. And it was built in like the 1800s, back during survived the Civil War. It's in a place called Vinings. It is a house, essentially. So they turned it into a restaurant.
Right.
And the upstairs, what they called the Addict Bar, was the place where I would, I've talked a lot. There's a lot of stories about the old Addict Bar, right?
Uh-huh.
A lot of shenanigans going on in that Addict Bar.
I can only imagine.
But the upstairs had a low ceiling. It was like 8 foot ceilings, 7 foot ceilings. It was not high. It was a couple feet above your head. And the Attic Bar was probably a little bit bigger than this room, maybe twice the size of this room. Okay. So we're talking like 20 by 20, not very big. And we would put a band in the corner. It was crazy. And then we would have like, 100 people and then standing room only. It got crazy in there on Friday and Saturday nights till 2 or 3 in the morning. Anyway, it had a whole house fan, like a lot of them do. But we didn't use the whole house fan because we actually had air conditioning units, so we never used the whole house fan. The whole house fan that had survived some version of the 100, 200 years that it had been around. So We are up there on a very sweltering summer afternoon.
What is the whole house fan?
A whole house fan is a fan that you turn on that sucks air through the house.
Oh, okay.
We actually had one in this house.
Yeah,
it's just a big fan that's in the ceiling. It's huge, though. It's probably like 3 feet by 3 feet. A lot of houses have them. You can turn them on, you can open the windows, and it just sucks air through. Cools off the attic, first of all. Second of all, on a nice day, it can pull the air into your house.
God, it's circulation.
So it feels good. There were tables at Old Viney, little tiny, like 2-person tables. And we had like 12 of them inside of this little room. And, we started to notice that there was stuff dripping from the whole house fan, water dripping from the whole house fan.
Condensation.
And okay. You know, it was falling on the table. We'd swipe it up. Some people had complained, like, there's water dripping on my table, you know, at night, blah, 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 blah. This went on for a couple of days. And then after about a week of 90-plus degree weather, the water started turning into liquid, like some kind of liquid.
Ew.
We were like, oh, that's weird. And it was kind of coming down out of the fan. And we're like, oh, that's weird. And then we noticed a smell. And we were like, that's really not good. And after a couple of more days, that smell was overwhelming.
Yes, a dead animal smell.
Yeah, overwhelming. It smelled like, you know what a dead animal smells like. And so there were guys that were doing construction. We were doing a renovation downstairs. And so we said, let's turn on the whole house fan. Let's turn it on. And we turned on the whole house fan. And when we turned it on, it ran for about half a second.
Oh.
And then a bunch of liquid fell out of the bottom, including what we assumed was coagulated blood.
Oh, God.
And we all screamed. We were all out of there.
Yeah.
We were like, that's enough. And we convinced for $100 some of the construction workers to go up there to figure out what was going on, clean it out, and figure it out. And what they pulled out of there was a cat. That's what they pulled out of there.
No.
A cat had gotten into the top of the Old Vinings Inn and it found its way into somehow got
fan?
Stuck into the fan and died. Probably from the heat, right? From its 90 degree weather being so hot up there, it probably died. But I will tell you that I will never seen anything like that until I started watching The Pit, and I have never smelled anything like that until you reminded me of the terribleness of a dead animal.
Yeah,
we had a dead possum out here in front of our house, and I could smell it in the house. I swear to God, I could. I was like, that is over-fucking-whelming.
Yes.
How do you work in a morgue? Now, I always used to think it was dramatic when you'd like, you know, for Silence of the Lambs, they were like, they had that scene where it's like putting
the stuff under the nose.
Yeah, the Noxzema, the whatever it is, the Vicks vapor rub under your nose. And it's. I always thought that was dramatic until you smell a dead animal, and then you know. So I hope you all enjoyed your lunch.
Yeah, on that happy note.
On that happy note, I also do have to tell you, and we'll be talking about this, that I did find a way to make it back to the gym, and I did get accosted by our friend, the trainer.
James?
James, the trainer.
I can't wait.
Which is his real name, so I hope he's listening as I wear a commercial break sweater to the gym.
I'm proud of you for going back.
I did. I said, okay, well, I'm paying for it. And actually, I didn't feel good. I got this damn cough cold thing that's been going on forever and ever. And
Me too.
I'm like not feeling good too, you know? It's like first it was just a cough and I was fine. Now, what is it, that special K? What is it going around? EK2 or something?
I don't know.
There's like the cold flu EK2. Why in the world am I wasting my time getting a flu shot when it never seems to be the right flu shot? You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Why am I doing that?
I know.
I don't know.
I got mine, though, and I haven't been sick, knock on wood.
Someone says they work in vascular, and we have smells like that. Okay, what is vascular? I know it's going to take
veins?
A couple. Veins? Like you work with, you're a phlebotomist? Is that what you do? Someone on our stream. Share more about me. I will get back to James. I will talk about James in the next segment. Yes, we'll talk about that. We're by the way, join us on the streams every Tuesday and Thursday. Today we started a little later than we normally do because I had to move furniture
in the rain
because of my wife. I have to move furniture in the rain. Furniture we owned a long time ago and sold it. Now somehow we became possessed with it again. Full of cat hair and dust. It's driving me crazy.
Oh, God.
I guess vascular, that would be blood. You're working with blood. Oh, vascular surgery. Mm. Ah, yeah. I guess when you cut somebody open, it probably doesn't smell good, huh? Well, I have been in births and I have been in C-sections, and I will tell you there are smells. It's just part of the part of the deal.
Body.
Part of the body, part of the deal. Mm-hmm. When they take your wife's guts out and put them on a table, hand them over there. We were looking at, one of my daughters had her birthday party.
Uh-huh.
And we were looking at pictures. Oh, veins and arteries. So decaying flesh due to no blood flow.
Oh,
got it. Yeah. Okay. 10-4.
Like in the legs.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah. Oh man. Mm. Yeah. God bless you. You're a saint. I don't know. I don't know how y'all do that. I mean, I don't get queasy with blood, but I wouldn't want to work around it every day. So we're looking at these pictures. It's my daughter's birthday.
Yes.
So you want to see pictures of the lead? Like,
aww,
you know, we take a lot of pictures before all the births, like during the pregnancy and then the day of, and then at the hospital and then getting ready and kissing the baby and the whole nine yards. And we, I found my, I guess I got brave on the third one and I looked, I took some pictures over the, the guard. And I was freaked out by the pictures I took. I didn't even know I had taken these pictures. I was freaked out. I was like, oh. So I take the phone away from her real quick. Like, you know, oh, you don't need to see that. And she goes, no, I want to see. And I'm like, no, you don't. She was fascinated by the pictures. And I'm like, early signs of a psychopath right there. Got to watch that one.
Yes.
Got to watch that
keep
one.
An eye
I
on
will
that
be
one.
Keeping a one on that one.
She's a little devilish.
She is.
She's so cute, though.
She is the cutest thing you have ever seen in your entire life. But she is a mix of my boy and my girl. My boy, who's incredibly intelligent and extremely sweet. Very innocent, very sweet. My girl, who's already a, she's not three, but she's a three-nager. She's already a three-nager, wants dresses and makeup and all this other stuff. And then we have a third one that is like a mix of the two with the worst impulses of Brian already. She's ready to sneak out of the house and start snorting cocaine. That is the kind of person she is. And so I got my eye directly on her, and I don't take no shit from her. She wants me 24 hours a day because I think she knows I'm the only one who's going to keep her in check.
Right.
Because I know. I've been there. You can't outsmart the Joker. You just can't
do
it.
That's true. They're not going to be able to get anything past you.
No. No, you're not. Sorry. I mean, you might slip one by the goalie here or there, but generally, I'm going to be pretty in tune with what's going on. I always gave in to my worst impulses. Always. I was extremely impulsive. I didn't care what anybody else said. I had an extreme distaste for
authority.
I would never like spit in a police officer's face. No. I wouldn't do that. I'm too smart for that. I would go around the back of the police officer. There you go.
You just want to do what you wanted to do.
I wanted to do what I wanted to do. Be a leader, just not of a prison gang. We did just start, Shannon. I think that's Shannon. I can't read very well, but I think we did just start. It's the first segment. And we're doing like hour and a half long shows now that we're going live. So you guys keep talking and we just keep talking also. All right. So let's do this. Let's take our first break. What you didn't miss is that I have been back to the gym for a second time and I got accosted by James. I will share with you all of that.
I can't wait.
And then kisses and hugs to everybody out.
Yes. Thanks for joining.
Thanks for joining it. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Rachel, your new voice of God here on TCB. And just like you, I'm wondering just how much longer this podcast can continue. Let's all rejoice that another episode has made it to your ears, and I'll rejoice that my check is in the mail. Speaking of mail, get your free TCB sticker in the mail by going to tcbpodcast.com and visiting the Contact Us page. You can also find the entire commercial break library, audio and video, just in case you want to look at Chrissy, at tcbpodcast.com. Want your voice to be on an episode of the show? Leave us a message at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. Tell us how much you love us, and we'll be sure to let the world know on a future episode. Or you could make fun of us. That'd be fine, too. We might not air that, but maybe. Oh, and if you're shy, that's okay. Just send a text. We'll respond. Now I'm going to go check the mailbox for payment while you check out our sponsors, and then we'll return to this episode of the commercial break.
Work, I've been working out hard. I've been trying my best to make it this far. I've been driving so fast, I've been living so tough. I've been waxing my balls, will it ever be enough? Why won't you look at my body? Why do you cheat on me? Don't you love my money? All my salon suites. I'm such a lonely Frankie Bae.
lot of action. I've been around the world, but I just can't find a lady who wants to be my girl. I've been getting new hair, plus I've never been so tan. I'm living with my daughter, eating tuna from a can. Why won't you look at my body? Why do your friends hate me? Don't I impress you, honey, with my salon suites? I'm such a lonely Frankie babe. I know we could be lovers. I know I'm just your type. Why don't you come to my place? I'll botox your face. Please, girl, swipe right. You love my money with my salon suites. Why won't look at my body?
All right. Good old Frankie B.
Frankie.
I love Frankie. I think Frankie put out a new video. Maybe we'll have to do that. I got to figure out how to put it up on the live screen, though. Well, I think I can do it. I think we did it one time, didn't we?
Did we?
Put a video? I don't know.
I don't know
about anything anymore.
I know.
Do you think I remember anything? Look at me.
I think we did do it one time.
I fried myself to death. My brain is like eggs. Put myself in a microwave. I do have to say, there is a distinct advantage to going to Crunch Fitness. And mm-hmm. I like Crunch Fitness for two reasons. Number one, it's highly entertaining. Highly entertaining.
Yes, I bet.
The gyms are huge. And for the most part, it is not beefcakes and beauty pageants.
Yeah.
Like when I went to LA Fitness many years ago, it was a lot of that. Peacocking. Mm-hmm. Peacocking and piggy fronting.
Yes.
You know, these guys, do some reps with me. No, I don't want to do any reps with you. What are you talking about? Remember there was that guy?
Yes.
There was a guy that when I went to the LA Fitness, I told these stories early in the podcast history. There was a guy and he was like so weird. He'd like stop by and he was the puniest, scrawniest little dude. He was wearing a MAGA hat and the Make America Great Again shirt. Whatever. Okay, cool. But he would walk around and he'd be talking to people like, so I got a brand new 45. And you'd be like, oh, cool. Like, nice.
Yeah, he would just say random things.
Yeah, he'd say random things to you while he was walking by. And I thought to myself, okay, dude, cool. All right. You got a new 45. And he never worked out. He was never working out.
He was there to socialize.
Mm-hmm. This was his place. The only place on earth that allowed him to actually go. I thought, you go to a bar, but he's probably one of those dry drunks, you know, sobered up years ago and just decided to bother people. So I go to the Crunch Fitness. I check in, but I don't have the app. So
no.
I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I didn't know I needed the app. I just thought I could say my name or whatever,
yeah.
You know? So I go up to the front. There's there's 30 people up there. It's like a Tuesday afternoon. There's 30 people up
there. That work there?
They're all salespeople.
Oh, okay.
All of them
okay,
are salespeople.
Yeah, they've called in extra reinforcements
for the January. That's right. Half those people won't be working there on February 1st.
Yeah.
They didn't make their quota. They won't be there. So I'm like, fuck. So I go up and the girl.
Welcome, new member.
Yeah. And she, yeah, I know.
Brian Green.
Brian Green. Welcome, new member, Brian Green. Currently weighing in at 210 pounds. Has to lose some. Look at this picture of him. I don't have my glasses on. I look like a total idiot. So I go up, I go, hey, and she's like, hey, and she does one of those with the machine, you know,
yes,
the little scanners,
yep. Mm-hmm.
And she's like this, and I go, well, are you supposed to scan something? Because I just signed up a couple of days ago, so I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. And she goes, do you have the app? And I go, I don't have the app, but I bet I could get the app. And she's like, great, why don't you go ahead and download the app? Have you talked to James yet?
Here we go.
The guy, and I go, hey, listen, I actually did talk to James the other day, but I don't have time. And she goes, oh, no. Great. Why don't you download the app? I'll check you in. Download the app. Go ahead, get your workout started. I'll send James over to you.
Yes, there you go.
He's busy right now. And I go, hey, listen, I'm just trying to get a quick workout in. I don't know if I have time for James today. I'm trying to get her to commiserate with me, you know?
Yeah. Like, hey, she knows what you're doing, though.
Let's cut the bullshit. But she is so trained to not lose her edge when it comes to selling me something that she doesn't let it fucking go. She's like, no, 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 cool. What do you think? You're going to be here for like 20 or 30 minutes? And now I got to be like, yeah.
I was thinking five.
Yeah, I was thinking it was
a couple quick crunches.
I was thinking it was an accomplishment just to walk
in. Yes, and it is.
Yeah, I just wanted to know how you check in.
Right.
Now that I know I need the app.
That was the first step.
Yeah. Can I use the tanning bed real quick where no one else can come in? So she goes, what do you think? And you're here for 20, 30 minutes? And I have to like now be honest with her. I go, maybe a little bit longer. You've got plenty of time. James just needs 5 minutes of your time, wants to talk to you about your 2026 goals. There it is again. They're like trained to say this. And I go, I think I already mentioned my goals to James.
There are none.
Yeah. I have zero goals. Yes. I have 12 children, a podcast that makes no money. And two cars that are in the shop.
Yeah.
My goals are to survive the next couple of weeks, right? So I tell you what, why don't I do this? Why don't I work out? And then when I see James, if I get a chance, I'll have a conversation with him. And then she goes, great, I'll send him over.
Right, exactly.
And I'm like, fuckity, fuck, fuck. So I go straight to the treadmill. I figure he can't bother me on the treadmill.
Yeah, too much. Yeah. You know, you're running.
Yeah, you're running. I put my headphones in. I stare at the ceiling.
Zone.
Yeah, I don't look at anybody else. Plus, now in 2026, you don't know who to look at or who not to. Like, you don't, like, it's entertaining, but you have to be careful because looking at someone is like an offense. Like, you, like, I've seen these videos of the gym and some of these girls and guys, like, you're looking at them while they're working out. That's a problem. Mm. They are upset by that. So I'm real careful.
Yeah, you're staying in your lane.
Yes. So instead of me just staring straight ahead, I have darty, shifty eyes. I'm like,
quick, look over there.
Yeah, I must look like I have Tourette's syndrome or something. I'm like looking all over the place. But, you know, and of course, every single television is on Fox News. And it's just like, I wish they would just like put some sports on. Like, let's put some sports
on. Something neutral.
Something neutral. Mm-hmm. Like something neutral that all of us can enjoy. Anyway, so my eyes are darting all over the place. And then I could see James over in the corner. Him and another trainer are talking to each other. And I'm like, I can do this. Let me get off the treadmill. I'll find my way to a machine. I'll put my head down. I know what I can do. I'll put my iPhone on one of the machines with a movie playing.
Oh,
and that
go.
Way, no one's going to bother you. Like, who the fuck is going to bother you, right? Okay. So I'm sitting there doing the curls, right? First of all, with like 10 pounds on it. It's clear that I need help. It's clear that I need help. I don't even know how to work the machine. I'm just like, so I start going and I'm like, oh, this is really light. But they have these newfangled machines and I don't know how to work them.
Yeah, I haven't been to a gym in so long.
But because I don't want to look like I don't know what I'm doing, because that's an immediate reason to talk to Brian, I just keep on going with the 10. I'm like, 10 pounds?
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. Just 100 of 100, these.
700 10-pound curls. I have no weight on it. I'm just... I'm doing this number. Woo! Watching Jack Ryan on Amazon.
You should have gone like really slow.
And then,
hi, Brian.
I go, oh.
Did your stomach drop a little bit?
Yes, it did. I go.
Were you like, I thought to yourself, were you like, I thought I had eyes on him?
I thought I did. He was over there, and then all of a sudden, he's right behind me. He's like, here, because I have my earphones in.
Hi, Brian.
No, he goes,
hi, Ryan.
And I go, excuse me? And he goes,
Ryan, we met the other day.
No, my name is Brian.
Oh, Brian, that's right. Good to see you. Thought I'd stop by and talk to you about your 2026 goals.
Oh, God.
I go, yeah. Now not a great time. I'm in the middle of 300 reps.
I'm going to be here.
It's going to take me a long time to do all of these reps. So if you don't mind.
Listen, Have you thought about straightening your back a little bit? Putting your arms into it? Actually working out the muscle you're trying to improve?
I had thought about that, James. But I figure if I just keep twisting my legs like this, everything will work out. Come up roses for me.
I just wanted to talk to you about your technique a little bit, because I noticed, we all noticed, things weren't really, I don't know, we've never seen that kind of technique here. I think you said you did the 666. What does that mean?
Well, it means I'm the devil, stay away from me, that's what it means. I'm here to inflict evil on all of you.
Well, I was talking with my colleagues over there, and we thought we could offer you some help.
I go, hey, James, listen, I really appreciate the offer. I really do. But I'm just trying to zip in, zip out.
Do these things wrong.
Yeah, do these 700. do these 700 things like this.
What's the next muscle group you're going to work?
Now fingers. I don't know. Yeah. My fingers. I'm going to dial my wife and tell her to call me back with an emergency, a pretend emergency. I was going to do some biceps and then maybe some triceps.
Well, you realize you actually got to put weight on it for it to work. Yeah, I'm not trying to offend. I'm here to help.
I go, I hear it. While you're here, how do you put weight on this?
Well, you see where the numbers are? You just flip that switch. It's pretty easy. They actually built it for pretty dumb people.
I go, hey, thanks, James. I really appreciate your help. Listen, I know we have something on the calendar years from now that you put on my calendar, logged into my computer and put on your calendar. But I promise I'll get to you sometime, James. I promise you.
Looks like you got a few minutes now. Why don't we go show you how to do the triceps?
I go, really, honestly, James, let me just finish this set. And, you know, I'm trying to hit the tanning bed and then I'm going to go.
All right, well, we got that on the calendar, so if I see you before then, you know, I can offer some help anytime. You got one free session, and so just let me know.
Oh, they get you that one free session.
Yeah, one free session where they teach you nothing.
Right. They just hard sell you on more stuff.
That's right. It's an hour-long session where 45 minutes we're sitting at a table. And I take your license so you can't leave. It's a great deal for everyone. It's $165 an hour after that. Minimum 10 classes.
Yes.
Come on, sign up now.
So I'm like, hey, good, great. All right, I'll see you, James. I got to get, listen, yeah. On to the next one. You know what they say, no rest for the weary.
Got to keep in motion.
Look at these legs. You think you get legs like these just twiddling around? Come on, James. I've done this before.
How do you put weight on?
I didn't know. He's like, you flipped the switch. I was like, oh.
I do remember seeing those at one point.
It's
you take out the pin and put the pins, yeah. Right? Yeah.
That was too hard for most people, so now you just flip the switch. That was too hard for even me. So now they figured, Brian can do this one. I think he can do that. But the real problem was not that I didn't know that, is that I had flipped all of the switches, like 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, which then none of them work.
Yeah.
And you're just, okay, all right, got it. So I go over to the triceps.
You were at the machine, that one where you go back.
Yeah, the one where you do this.
Yes.
All number.
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, it's like you put your arms up like this.
Yes.
And then you go
it's hard.
It's really hard.
Yeah, your
right?
triceps are hard.
Triceps are hard. And I am obviously struggling. And here's my fat, flabby arms on the thing like
smushed
that.
Smushed down.
Yeah. And so, yes, smushed. All smushed. Yeah. Meanwhile, you know, this is in front of all the free weight guys, like the free weight guys and girls, you know, immensely in shape human yes. beings who are doing like, you know, deadlifts, 700. Bung, 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 bung. And I'm like, you know.
350, 351, 52, 680, 681, 682.
So I'm doing this. And then guess who comes over? James and the other back? Guy. And then the other guy.
He's brought his other guy.
He's training somebody else how to be a trainer.
Okay.
And so now they're doing like, you know, some free weight something or other right in front of me. And I'm like, and I can't put a phone down right there. Right. So I'm doing this whole number. And then and James and this other guy, they're talking right there. And I can see James like.
This is how not to do.
Yeah. Hey, Brian. I want to introduce you to Sam. Sam's going to be a new trainer around here. You're going to see him around the gym a lot. He can also help with your technique. If you didn't, you know. I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. But if you wanted to actually make a difference, if you actually wanted to make best use of your time here, it might help if you knew how to do the things. Right, Sam? No judgment at Crunch. We're a judge-free zone. But this is a little bit, I mean, we have rules. People get hurt. We have to tell you if we see you doing things where you can actually be worse off when you get home. So, you want to put some weight on there?
Can I make a video real quick for what not to do?
Oh, James and I are taking some pictures. Instead of Fox News, we're just going to scroll pictures of Brian doing things incorrectly. How not to do it. Hey, thanks, Brian. Can we put this up on our Instagram? Local Crunch Fitness, 600,000 members. Appreciate it. Oh, when you sign the agreement, it says we can use your likeness and image, so it doesn't matter if you agree. We're going to do it anyway. All right, well, Sam and I got to get back to actually improving our physique. I'm going to let you do whatever it is you're doing.
Oh, James, I'm totally picturing this interaction.
Driving me crazy. Yeah, James, listen, some people are saying I get a restraining order on James. I chose to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's his pal, so I'm just visiting, right? I mean, honestly.
Plus, you really want access to that tanning bed.
I really want access to the tanning bed for under $180 a month.
Can't
so,
mess that up.
No, there's no. Listen, it's. There's
you're
a give and take.
You're just going to be dancing
here.
Around this.
I'm just going to be jumping that's around. Exactly. That's right. Absolutely, I am. But I noticed there was like, maybe I don't have the best technique in the world. All right, maybe the guy's right. I don't have the best technique in the world, but it feels good to me, whatever I'm doing. So I'm just going to keep on doing it.
There you go.
I remember when I was 12 years old, I got a weight set for Christmas or for my birthday, one of the two. I got a weight set. And my dad, well, I didn't want a weight set, but I got a weight set. And my dad was like, I figured you could do a little working out.
Yeah,
and I'm like, why did you figure that? And I go back and I look at pictures. Like Kevin, my twin brother, he was the sports guy. People used to be like, yeah, Kevin, this is soccer, basketball, all this other stuff. And I always thought I was a sports guy until I went back and watched videos of me doing sports or pictures of me doing sports. And what I realized is that my parents were gently trying to explain to me that you should probably work on your sports.
Your technique.
That's right. Little did they know I would be the singer.
Right.
Of the ever popular 33 penis.
Showing them.
I showed them, fuckers. I outwitted you all. I am now the co-host and creator of The Commercial Break with over 9 people currently streaming.
That's right.
It's okay. The Venezuelans love me. I don't care. Whatever. They do. The Venezuelans love me. Is Sean in here? No. Some of the people are looking for Sean.
Oh, yeah. He was the moderator last time.
Someone says they tell their daughter who stares at people, use sprinkler eyes.
Like that's
dart
a good
back
one.
And forth. That's a good one. Yeah. Yeah, I got a kid who stares too. Mm-hmm. But what am I going to, okay, stare. Just don't stare. Like, don't stare inappropriately. Don't stare when someone's bending over.
Well,
like,
right. Yeah. Yes.
But if you're just curious. Yeah, you're looking
always,
at the world.
Always smile and say hi when of course. Little kids stare.
Yeah. It's 2026. People love to be friendly in 2026. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you about a rather strange night at Kroger last night as everyone's getting ready for the craziness.
Frenzies. Yeah.
Yeah. You can tell me, you were telling me about your dad. I'd share that story. Oh, your dad went to Costco. Yeah, I went to the Kroger. And I always go to the Kroger. I go to the Kroger so much after the kids are sleeping. Astrid's starting to wonder if there's someone at the Kroger. Yeah. And I said, no, it's just James.
Well, also just the stock guy that knew you, right? From the stock boy.
Oh, yeah, there's a stock guy.
That recognized you.
He recognized me. That's right. He recognized me from the commercial break. Yeah. He was listening to the commercial break. As I came around the corner.
So now that's your favorite grocery store.
That's my favorite grocery store. I don't see that guy very often, but I go
Wait,
there.
Wait, is this the gambling Kroger?
This is the gambling Kroger. Yeah. It's the only one that's open late at night. Yeah. The Publix closes at 5:15 or whatever.
They do close early.
Yeah. It's like the average age of someone at Publix is 90, but I go to Publix. But the thing is that Kroger really is the most affordable unless you want to go to Walmart. And I do not want to go to Walmart. It's too big.
It's just a zoo.
It's too bright. It's always a zoo. And, I don't know. I feel like trouble awaits at a Walmart if you go there to grocery shop late at night. So I leave it alone. I go to the Kroger. It's a good mix between Publix and Walmart. Trouble probably awaits, but I think I could get out quickly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel safe shopping there. Let's put it that way. But it's just me and James at the grocery store.
Well, if you wanted to meet any goals in 2026... I'm not sure that Nathan's famous cheddar-filled hot dogs are going to get you there. I'm not judging. I'm just saying. What is that? A bag of Doritos and some Entenmann chocolate donuts?
Which are now loaded with protein.
Protein!
That's the thing. Everything's protein added.
Yeah.
Steak. Add protein.
Kroger is the best. People agree with me.
Yeah, Kroger's great.
Yeah, Kroger's a great, great place. I mean,
And they've got the gas and the loyalty and all of that mixes in, so I like that.
They do. They're also tracking every purchase you make, and they have been caught price fixing for certain people, which is not great. So based on what you buy, if you shop online, they will change the price for you up or down. And that is like user-generated pricing demand. And it has been stopped by Aldi. It has been stopped by some of the people.
Publix said they stopped it.
Yeah, Publix said they stopped it. Kroger said they stopped it. Mm-hmm. Walmart has not said they stopped it. but it mainly happens when you use the shopping apps.
Yeah.
Instacart was the one that got caught doing this. And they did a huge study like this. Expose. Across thousands of people. And they found that there could be up to $1.50 difference in what you buy and what I buy. And we're buying the same thing. And that is insane because you like it more than I do or you have more money than I do. It's
crazy.
Insane. But real quick before we take a break, price tags were an introduction in the late 1800s. Before that, there was absolutely a shopkeeper would judge how much they wanted to charge you or would negotiate with you or you would make them an offer, even in a market, even with apples and corn or whatever. Until the late 1800s, when a very famous store on Broadway in New York, a grocery store, started advertising one price for all people.
Oh.
And they started using a price tag. And that price tag became the standard over the next couple of decades. But it wasn't. Yet until now. Now we're going back.
Yes.
Aldi is great. I do like Aldi,
too.
I had to be convinced by my wife. Just like that commercial where the wife is trying to convince the husband to go to Aldi, it'll be okay, put the quarter in the thing to push the cart around or whatever. They had to convince, and Astrid had to convince me, but I do not mind Aldi. However, the options are limited at Aldi. Mm-hmm. So if you want something, and Lidl is the same way. If you want something specific that they don't carry, you have to go somewhere else because they're just small stores with limited stuff. But if you're just looking to save a buck, best place mm-hmm. to go is to Aldi or to Lidl. Okay, way over. We're already an hour in. I guess this is going to be the new normal. Yes. I don't know. Whatever. You start talking, then we start talking, uh-huh. and then we respond. And two of us were bloviating before. Now add more people, we're really bloviating. All right, we'll be back.
Okay, you're probably wondering why I, Rachel, have taken over the voice duties at TCB. It's pretty simple. Astrid asked me to shut Brian up, even for a minute. Well, lovely Astrid, your wish is my command. Do you want to help Astrid too? You know you do. Leave a message for her, or me, or Chrissy at 212-433-3TCB. That's 212-433-3822. You can be on the show too. Mm-hmm. Just call and say something. Anything. Or text us and we'll text you right back. Promise. Then head over to tcbpodcast.com and get your free sticker. It's your constitutional right to a sticker and we must abide. You get the point. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and watch all the episodes on video at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Best to you and Astrid, especially Astrid.
It's like the AI went crazy at the end. Yeah, well, listen, I am going to go to the gym to see more of James because, quite frankly, he's comedy gold. He's just that guy. If someone said it in the chat, everybody knows that guy.
Yeah,
everybody knows that guy. Let me put the chat up here. Why? What
Rachel dated that guy.
Yeah, I remember. Yes. He was a real jerk off, actually. Let's show on the stream here. We'll show on the stream. You guys can now you chat amongst yourselves. And I know it cuts off the screen a little bit, but chat amongst yourselves. Rachel dated this guy. She absolutely dated a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. And I remember him being a real fucking nudnik, actually. Remember?
He totally was.
He was like such an asshole.
He ended up being
a real douchebag. Well, we're all getting ready. You know, 100 million of us currently are under this storm watch right now.
Ted Cruz, he flew out.
Ted Cruz is down in the Caribbean. You think Teddy's going to stay around? Teddy doesn't stay around for any of that stuff. Hell no. Teddy's got the places to do and people to be. He's such an idiot. So Teddy's down in wherever Teddy is, and that's how you know it's probably going to be a bad ice storm. Plus, he also knows that the Texas grid is terrible. Mm-hmm. So if things go haywire, it's not like there is a public service utility like there is here in America. I feel like this is cutting half of you off, so I'm going to not do that right now. We'll get our framing a little better next time, and then I'll put up the chat on this. So Ted Cruz heads down to wherever he's going. So you know it's probably going to be bad. He's probably got the inside track from NOAA. But all you need to do is listen to a weather report to know that many of us are underneath this same ice, snow, blizzard storm. It's supposed to be the big one. This is it. Once in a generation, once in a lifetime, whatever. They're always saying that. And so I take everything with a grain of salt. We have the guys that we trust here in Atlanta. Yeah. One of the guys has been run off the internet.
God, poor guy.
Glenn Burns.
I mean, I know.
What up?
People
are really negative.
They're very negative.
They're negative.
Let the guy just do his forecast and He's a trusted guy who's here in Atlanta for a really long time. And
he's the guy.
Yeah, he's the guy.
He's the guy. He's the guy you trust. He's the guy you trust. He doesn't get too crazy. He usually gives you a straight shit. Yeah. If he doesn't know, he tells you, we don't know. And so take precautions, but we don't know. And that's what he's been saying for the last week. We don't know. But here's the information, because if it happens, it could be bad, right? And so some of us, we could see a catastrophic ice storm, stuff that really cripples the whole power system, the roads, and all of this.
North Georgia is definitely going to get some stuff.
North Georgia and the Carolinas, Kentucky, Tennessee. I mean, there's a huge swath that's of the entire United States that is now under this winter storm advisory, including us. Here is the thing. In Georgia, as we have described before, you know, everyone's seen the meme. Sorry, folks, Georgia's closed. Like, it really does get that bad here. People start going fucking bananas anytime the weather people start saying something about ice or snow, because we cannot drive in it, because we have explained there's many curves and hills and it's just hard to drive in. People don't have the equipment to do so, and it doesn't happen that often. It's not worth the investment.
Speaking of the investment, I went and looked at those generators because we were talking about it the other day. I was like, well, wait, I don't want to spend like $1,000.
The real generators?
Right now?
Yeah.
Well, no, $1,000. There was a portable. No, the real ones are like $6, $8, $10.
Well, that's that the
for
other
the home.
Thing. I have said this for years. This ice and snowstorm brought to you by Home Depot, Kroger, and Walmart, because they make a fucking killing as everyone goes crazy. This
True.
Is the time when they raise prices too on salt, water, milk, eggs, bread, the essentials, the stuff that people say, if we get into some kind of trouble where we have to stay at home for a couple of days, what do we really need?
Right.
And we're no different. We got so many kids. We need to make sure that they're fed. So we ordered at Costco or Sam's or whatever, and I went and picked it up yesterday. Just enough to get by for two or three
days.
A few days. And stuff you could cook on a gas stove or pop a can and eat it, you know, pastas, stuff like that. But last night I decide, well, there's a couple other things that I would like.
Yeah.
You know, some snick snacks around the house, as my grandma would say. You want some snick snacks? You want some snick snacks? You know, Doritos are on sale, 4 for $1 or whatever, 4 bags for $1. They're getting rid of everything in the store. So I go to Kroger a lot after the kids go to sleep, because that's when I can go. And I like to go to the store and I'll get whatever I want to get, or milk for the house or whatever. It's a nice break. You know,
it
just
is.
Drive out of the house, get 15 minutes, put on my headset, see my friends. Who are mainly people who work at Kroger overnight.
Yeah, who've become your friends.
They become my friends. Those are the only friends I have, the people at Kroger. And so I went into Kroger last night. Usually on any given night, maybe except for a Friday night or a Sunday night when it can be a little bit busier, people getting ready for the week or at the end of the week, you will see 10 or 20 people in the store at 10 p.m. 10 or 20 people in the store, a couple people at the self-checkout. All the other lanes are closed.
Yeah.
That's it. There's just a self-checkout. That's it.
Well, right near the gambling.
Yeah, right near the gambling. That's right, right? You shoot you out to the lotto and then through the gift shop.
Yeah.
You can buy your Kroger t-shirts and hats. So last night, I noticed that the parking lot was much more full than it had ever been this time of night. It would look like an afternoon in there. And I walked in and there were 4 cashiers there. And there were every self-checkout was open on both sides of the store, and there were lines at all of them. So it was definitely busy.
Mm-hmm.
There was bread, but not a lot. There was milk, but not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There was water, but only some. There were lots of snick snacks and stuff like that. You know, so I got some stuff that, you know, just comfort food that you could eat. But I noticed what I noticed was how nice everybody was being to each other. Lady at the bread aisle was looking to grab the last whatever, you know, whole wheat. Dave's killer bread.
That's
and
the best.
So was another guy. So they kind of were going for it at the same time. And the guy said, you know what, ma'am, you can have it.
Just
and she said, she goes, no, it's okay. I have some bread at home. You can have it. And he said, no, it's honestly, I don't need
that
it.
That is so nice to hear.
Then I was walking down the aisle. I saw another guy helping an older lady grab something off the shelf. People were being really nice to each other. And I thought, yeah, there's still some humanity left. Not much, but there's still some humanity left in the world. See, Greenland, everything will be okay. We're really nice people down here.
Yeah. God. Oh my God, I can't even keep up with that.
Oh, that's
whole
too
thing.
Funny. That is too funny. I mean, I'm going to take Greenland any way I can. Oh, no, never mind. I don't want Greenland. It's
right.
Like, yeah.
And then it was Iceland, too.
It was Iceland and
Norway
Greenland.
Norway was mixed in. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. I think we can all agree. It's not, you know, whatever. Okay. So, but I really noticed how nice people were being.
That is nice.
But I also noticed that people are heeding this warning. They are getting out there and they're getting their stuff. I'm waiting for the school to tell me that my kids are going to be home for extra days. I say, slide them on down to school. That's what I say. Get that bus out and stick them on the bus and slide them on over to school. Listen, everybody else off the roads, let the buses do their work.
Yeah.
Just let the buses slide all the way to school. Teachers have to spend the night there. That's your job. I don't know why I have to take care of the kids. It's your job to take care of my kids. Not my job. What are you talking about? But your dad went to Costco and he saw.
He did.
He saw the difference.
Well,
behavior.
Like I was telling you, I mean, he's an engineer by trade. And so he has prepared stuff just always around anyways.
Yeah.
He just happened to be, he was going for a doctor's appointment. They happened to be in the area of the Costco. They just went because they like it. I think the older you get, the more you really like Costco.
Yeah.
And so they were in there, and my dad was like, what's going on? I mean, all of a sudden there was just a flood of people coming in with the carts.
Yeah.
And he said in the back area, people were fighting over the water.
Yeah. People are fighting over the water because why do you need water?
Well, I mean, I guess if pipes burst or something, I don't know. I guess you could freeze the water and that could then help with the cooling of the refrigerator. But anyways, you don't need to go crazy.
Okay. We have extra water. We bought it a couple years ago when there was going to be a hurricane or whatever. When there was a chance of flooding, and in that case, sometimes the water systems get overwhelmed and you get bacteria and they say don't drink the water for a while. But in this case, the ice storm, there's going to be plenty of water. Go outside, break some ice and drink some water. Boil it and drink some water. But in the first place, second place, it doesn't matter if your power's out, your water's still going to work 90% of the time, 95% of the time, because they have their own power plants over there and generators. If you live in a municipality that's worth a shit, then they have a backup plan for stuff just like this. If you live...
We've got a steam engine. Down under.
Yeah, you got a steam engine. You have a boiler. Look at you.
We just had to load up on coal.
Someone's got you have a lawnmower with chains 30 minutes from the nearest store. Now, let me ask you this. Is it 30 minutes from the nearest store on the lawnmower or in a car? Because if you have to drive your lawnmower, but I guess you could drive your lawnmower down there. Sure. If I had to, I would.
Yeah, that's all you could. That's what you had to work with.
There is a gas station in Somewhereville, I don't even know. I don't even know what state it is. Idaho, South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota. I'm not sure. It's in the middle of fucking nowhere, and it's a gas station. And there is a guy, and they have a buffet for the locals to come in and eat. Buffet gas station food. Now, this place has been around forever. I did
some of that food is good. The gas station food.
The chef is exactly who you think would be cooking gas station food for a buffet. And he is famous on the internet because he is the nicest motherfucking guy you have ever seen. And his reels are gold.
Oh,
he talks about the meatloaf and the hamburgers and he's going to refresh the pizza every 20 minutes. And be careful. The weather's.
Was it like a Buc-ee's?
It's not a Buc-ee's. Okay. No. This is like a family owned gas station. Been around for 100 years. This guy's, you know, wearing the hairnet and the whole thing. And he comes out and he does the reels and he's like, I know everyone's going to be cold out there. So I made you chowder. Come on in, get your chowder. Don't forget Meatloaf Fridays. We know you love the meatloaf. And they get like 10,000 likes on this. 10,000 likes on this. And it's famous. There's like 250,000 people that are following him on Instagram. And I love it. It's the feel-good story of the year.
Yes, it is.
The feel-good story of the year is the buffet chef. The buffet chef at the gas station in the middle of nowhere. It's always the little things. He's the best. I wish we had one of those. But no, we don't have. I don't think if any of the gas stations around here had a buffet, I don't think I'd trust them.
No.
Not one bit.
No.
No. The guys around here, they're all locked in cages. Like the independent gas stations, all the cashiers are locked in cages.
There's supposed to be some kind of famous pizza that I was just reading about in Atlanta Magazine that's inside of a gas station. They purposely did that.
Oh.
And it's very famous and apparently very delicious.
There is a whole cadre, a contingent of the internet, who swears that Chuck E. Cheese pizza is the best
pizza.
You've
said that before.
I don't think it's the best pizza, but I don't mind it. If you take me to a Chuck E. Cheese, I will be eating their pizza.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Sure. Okay, stay safe out there.
Yes.
We'll talk to you next week, hopefully. If we don't, we'll put something out there. I don't know what we'll put out there, but we have interviews. We just interviewed.
Yes, we did.
We interviewed Billy Gardell.
Yes.
From Mike and Molly. Let me tell you.
We didn't know what to think.
We didn't know what to think.
But he was amazing.
Incredible. He was an incredible guest. He was wise. He was funny. He was sweet. He knew us. He took the time to get to know us before he jumped on. He knew who we were. He knew what the show was about. We pushed back on this a little bit when our booking agency said, you know, you want to talk to Billy Gardell? And I said, Billy Gardell, he hasn't been on a show since Mike and Molly. What do you want? Or I love Abishola.
He was on another show after that.
I love Abishola. And I said, well, you know, and he's back out there doing stand-up. And so finally we said, okay, you know, our booking agent really wanted us to take this guest. And so we said, okay. Not that we have anything against Billy. We just didn't really know what we would talk to him about.
Yeah.
And 90% of the time, when our agent says, do this guest, even though we don't want to do this guest.
That's the truth.
She ends up being right. Mm-hmm. She was right. He was such a fucking good guy.
Yep.
So maybe I'll put that out if we're not here next Tuesday. And I do think we are probably going to go back to 3 episodes a week.
Yes.
Just to let you know. Because I think 2 is too few. 2 doesn't feel right.
And it doesn't.
4 feels like too much.
Right. We went from so many to
so little. So I think we'll probably do 3 shows. I don't know if we'll do all of those live streaming, but I do think coming up very soon, you're going to get 3 episodes, 3 new episodes a week. We will not be doing guests for right now, though. I'll stand by that decision for right now. You need to tell us what you think. You can let us know. Not right now. Think about it.
Tell James, and then James tell will tell James. Brian.
Yeah, call James. Call the Crunch Fitness. Tell James to tell me.
Yeah.
I have a feeling James and I are going to be really good friends. I think after he finds out that I'm the co-host of the commercial break.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are going back to our roots. We did do 3 episodes a week for a long time.
We did.
That probably the most of the commercial break was 3 episodes a week. Season 2, season 3, most of season 4. And then at the end of season 4 is when we started doing 4.
And we'll figure out how to check in, too, with Frankie on the video.
Yeah, I think we can do it. Mm-hmm. I think I can put it up in a box in between us, and then we can...
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we did it before.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
when we used to have the TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. We did. We had a TV here. Yeah. I actually like that setup, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I know. I liked it, too.
I liked the desk. I liked sitting at something.
I don't know. I kind of like spinning in these, and these are comfortable.
I like spinning in these, but if there was a mix of spinning and desk, I think that would be good.
Yeah. A
spinning desk. What if we spun the desk instead of the chairs? How about that? All right. Yeah, guys, you stay safe, too. Love you all.
Yes.
We'll check in. You'll hear from us. I'll be on, you know, even if we don't get a new episode out on Tuesday, you'll hear from me. I'll make sure you hear from me. Okay, at the commercial break on Instagram, if you're not already following us, please do follow us because Astrid's starting to put up the information about when we're going live. That's the best way to know when we're going live. Although today she put live between 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And it's like,
that's the truth.
I wanted her to say was we'll go live sometime between 1 and 2.
We'll get it down.
And then we'll change it because that's what we do. Also, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. All the episodes are there on video. You can also stream us live from there, live on Twitch, live on Kick, live on Instagram. We're trying to go live as many places as we can to make it as confusing as possible.
Yeah.
So, but go to YouTube. That's the easy one. And then there's a little up at top. It says, you know, videos, shorts, live. If you go to that live page and we're live, that's where you'll see it. And then you can watch the videos when we're done. You can go and watch them, so you don't have to see it live. GCBpodcast.com is where you get your free sticker. You can send us a message. You can see all the video, listen to all the audio. It's all right there, one location. Okay, Chrissy, hour and a half later. I guess that's all I can do today.
I think so.
I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
I'll say best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast and streaming audience. Until next time. Chrissy and I will say, we do say, and we must say, goodbye.
5:30.